Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe it or not, I try not to use too many sports stories as illustrations. So as often as I do, know that there are many times I choose not to use one. And although I used a very lengthy story about the Tour de France a couple of weeks ago, I found a sports story this week that I think very well demonstrates the message or the theme from our reading. And so if you'll indulge me. The regional tournaments for the Little League World Series were played this last week. And now the winning teams from each of those regional tournaments are making their way to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, where the Little League World Series will begin on Wednesday. During a game between teams representing Oklahoma and Eastern Texas, we witness a dramatic display of sportsmanship and, dare I say, neighborly love. The video of that event became viral in a good way. On Tuesday. And so we're going to watch it now. If you please stand for the hymn of the day. I'm just kidding. In the world of sports, that doesn't happen. In professional, in Major League Baseball, professional sports, high school, other competitive levels, after we figured out that the batter was okay, the dugouts would clear. And they would fight because that pitcher had thrown a pitch that hit the batter in the head. Unfortunately, we just don't see this in sports. And we rarely see such sportsmanship, such care, such love in real life. Our reading this morning comes from the book of Ruth, and the book of Ruth contains four chapters. We read all of the first chapter this morning, and over the next 3 weeks, we'll read the second through fourth chapters in their entirety. And we're reading from the Message version of the Bible, because Eugene Peterson does a great job of really bringing to life the story, and that's what it is, the book of Ruth. It's a story about ordinary people who do some pretty extraordinary things that demonstrate how God has moved and is moving in their lives. The story today, like the video we just watched, is about radical hospitality. When it didn't make any sense, practically speaking, for Ruth to return to Bethlehem, heck, she'd never been there, with her mother-in-law, Ruth did. And by choosing to not return to Moab and to her family and to her God, Ruth demonstrates her love for Naomi. Talk about an unexpected expression of love. Ruth chose her mother-in-law over her own mother. Such love is referred to in the Old Testament as hesed. H-E-S-E-D, hesed, a Hebrew word that comes up a number of times throughout the book of Ruth. Hesed is love in action, faithful love, committed, covenantal love. It's not the emotion of love, but it's the act of loving another. Giving, serving, supporting, sustaining someone else. Hesed is selfless and life-giving. It is not only expected in our reading that Ruth would choose her mother-in-law and her people and her God over her own family, people, and God, but it was also unexpected that Naomi's sons would have married Moabite women. You see, even though they had moved to Moab, Israelites did not associate with Moabites, let alone marry them. Yet that's what happened. When Elimelech and Naomi and their two sons moved to Moabite because of the famine. You see, the story begins with as a result of the barrenness of the land, and then it becomes a story of the barrenness of a family. After the father has died and then the two sons childless, this family is barren, and that barrenness leaves the women vulnerable. Because you see, as long as there were men in the family, even if they were boys, they could own property. They had a future. But without any men, without any boys, they could not fully participate in society. Without a man, they would be cast to the margins, which is why Naomi urged Orpah and Ruth to return to their mother's home in hopes that they might find another husband, that they might re-enter society again. And as a Moabite moving to Bethlehem, Ruth was choosing her love over Naomi and her God, her people and her God, over the likely possibility that she would never marry again. Again, Israelites were not prone or inclined to marry Moabites, so Ruth chooses the more difficult road for herself, all out of her love for her mother-in-law, Naomi. It's an incredible story. Ruth makes her intentions clear through her very familiar words in verse 16, "Where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be your people. Your God shall be my God." Ruth not only chooses Naomi, she chooses Yahweh. Ruth commits her life completely to Naomi, but she doesn't stop there. Ruth commits to stay with Naomi even longer than Elimelech had, even longer than her sons had. Ruth commits to be with Naomi even after death. "Where you die, I will die. There I will be buried. May the Lord do thus and so to me and more as well if death parts me from you." And when Naomi saw how determined Ruth was, she said no more, and the two returned to Bethlehem. That word "return" gets used throughout this text. Remember, Ruth hasn't been to Bethlehem, but it's a return for Naomi after many, many years of being away. When they arrive in Bethlehem, Naomi is no longer the foreigner. Now Ruth is. And she willingly puts herself in a position where she becomes the other, where she will face the constant, subtle and not so subtle reminders that she now is an immigrant. Ruth forsook, whatever, the security of the known for the unknown because of her love for Naomi. Ruth demonstrated hesed by choosing to stay with Naomi. Hesed is used to describe the love, God's love for God's creation in the Old Testament. When God, and in the New, when God sent God's one and only Son so that we might come to know God, to know Yahweh, as Ruth came to know Naomi's God through Naomi. And that love is a love that doesn't make sense from a worldly perspective. It's like a young baseball player. Instead of charging the mound, walking to the mound to give a comforting hug, to let the pitcher know he was okay. The winner of that game got to go to Williamsport. There was a lot on the line, and in the midst of it, that young man showed his care and concern for the enemy, the pitcher on the mound who beamed him in the head. It's a lot like a professional cyclist who slows down to wait for his racing rival in the greatest cycling stage race that there is. Hesed is the expression of God's love for us, as well as our best attempts of sharing that same love with others. Side note, I'm letting you know we're going on a tangent. So is it really a tangent? If I know we're... It's intentional. The names of all the characters in this story have meaning in Hebrew that reinforces their role in the story. So Elimelech, the name Elimelech means God is king. And we've read at the beginning that there was a time where there were no kings in the land, and Elimelech's name is God is king. Naomi's name means pleasantness. And at the end of the reading, she asks that she be... referred to as Mara, which means bitterness. No point in being pleasant and being called pleasant when you feel like God has dealt with you negatively. And Ruth means compassionate friend. And yet in English, we are more familiar with its antonym, ruthless, right? Ruthless, which means without compassion or pity or love. But Ruth was full of love, not less. See what I did there? It might be easiest for us to imagine this type of love as being expressed in familial relationships, through adoption, through spouses, through parents and children, through siblings, as it was with Naomi and Ruth. But Ruth and Naomi, at one point, were strangers to one another. Ruth was not Naomi's child. She was her daughter-in-law. At some point, they had been strangers. And yet, what we see demonstrated in this story is a love beyond compare. And they become an example of hesed, like the love that God has for us. At one point, they didn't know each other, and they came to know each other. And the same will be true in chapter 2 of our reading, when Ruth meets Boaz, who is now a stranger because we haven't read it yet. Spoiler alert, they're going to grow quite fond of each other. And soon they will display hesed for one another. But while Ruth is still a stranger to Boaz, he is generous with her, allowing her to glean his field, literally. And over time, as their relationship develops, so too will their love for each other. The same is true for us. By being generous, loving, supportive, and hospitable to those whom we encounter, the people who we meet when we're walking down the street, we create opportunities for hesed to be shared. That's why we're intentionally expanding our engagement in community events and activities here in Citrus Heights this fall. By offering small gestures of hospitality, we open the possibility that these relationships, these encounters with strangers, will become relationships, and that maybe even friendships will develop. And through those friendships, the love of God, hesed, can be shared. For that, my friends, is the mission of the church, to make God's love known. Because when it is, our lives and the lives of our neighbors, our friends, and our families are transformed. What the world needs now, what the country needs now, what our community needs now is more Ruth, not less. Amen.